Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. I'm Claudia Sam, and I'm so excited to talk about the unshakable you today. And I'm coming on here with a heightened level of energy and excitement to share that with you, because I really feel like right now I am embodying the unshakable me. And I want to explore what that might mean for you, as I will share what it means for me. Let's first do a little bit of an introduction. So my name is Claudia Sam, and I support driven, ambitious happiness seekers who feel stuck with where they're at in life, who feel like they're not the happiest they can be, who feel like deep down they know that they're here for a bigger reason, and they want to find more clarity to be on purpose, to live a fulfilling life, to be joyful in a sustained way. So I created the Tune In Method, and I support them to do just that in my one-on-one coaching practice and in my group offerings and in my daily pocket coaching as well. If ever you're curious about what the Tune In Method is and what I do as a coach and how I might be able to support you, I invite you to check out tuneinmethod.com or my website, claudiasamcoaching.com. I have a very special offer for everyone listening to the Be Happy Now show who might want to feel aligned with who they are daily, time after time, as I offer daily pocket coaching for only $3 a day. That is the Soul Connector Circle. All you have to do is use the code RADIO50 when you go to soulconnectorcircle.com, and you can check out that offering. You can check out if it feels in alignment for you to be able to put yourself first at the top of the to-do list without feeling guilty. That will give you, by joining with the code RADIO50, it'll give you the first month at 50% off. So I'm so excited for you to check that out and to welcome you in our Soul Connector Circle. Let's get to today's topic, which is about the unshakable you. What does that mean? What does that mean? Have you ever been in a situation where it seems like snowballs are being thrown at you? Or maybe it seems like actually it's waves or a huge storm or a tornado. And it just feels like, oh my gosh, you can never find your center, because it seems like all you do is react. Does that resonate with you? I've been in situations before like that too, and I keep being in these situations. And I'm going to share with you today what has shifted for me and how I don't allow myself to be so shaken up time after time. Not to the same levels as I used to. For example, I used to have huge panic attacks, and I used to have a lot of headaches, kind of like a protective mechanism from my body whenever I was bullied when I was in school. And I would also feel into the stress of the moment. I would allow my body to respond in a forceful, let's fight this off kind of way. And that no longer suits me. That no longer wants to be a way that I want to embody my body and that I want to live my life. So today in the Unshakable You episode, we're going to explore ways that you might have responded and reacted in the past to things that you don't have control over, and ways that you could now choose to react and respond differently. So when we talk about stressors, it can be from, you know, really big stressors that we don't actually have control over, when someone dies, right? It's horrible. And I've been through that, and we're going to keep going through grief our whole lives. I remember when my friend passed in May, 2021, that my physical body was so affected that I was face down on my yoga mat, unable to move. My whole body felt like it was broken. And if I moved, it was hurting. Every single part of my body was responding in this way to this external circumstance of my friend passing. And I remember how painful it was to know that she was no longer physically with us. And my body was completely reacting in that way. And there was no space for me to control my body. There was no space for me to remind my body, my being, of the anchor and groundedness of who I am. I'm going to say that again. There was no space for my body, for my being, to anchor back into who I was, to who I am. Stress, grief, shock was all over my body. It was affecting me to the depths of my cells. In that moment, I totally felt like life was happening to me. Why is this happening? What is happening? Why is this happening? This can't be. Why? Which is, you know, I'm not saying this is bad. I personally, well, I gave myself the go-ahead of to be in that situation, to be in the why, to be in the, why is this happening? I hate you, life. In that kind of energy. Because that's okay. We're human. And we also get to allow ourselves to be in that pity kind of victim, kind of sad energy, because that's also helping us to grow out of it because we gave it light. We gave it attention. And that's okay. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be in a sad space. We shouldn't experience stress or that we shouldn't experience grief. Not at all. I'm all for going all into those emotions and feeling them. And by anchoring in and remembering who we are, remembering that balanced you will help you that whenever an external circumstance comes at you, it feels like you are more in control of you, that it will feel like you get to find your alignment and choose to either be in the energy. And you'll feel more empowered because now you'll see both options. You'll see the option of the energy, and you'll see the option of, oh, I remember what my ground and my balanced me feels like, that unshakable me that I get to tap into. I will remember it because I will have nurtured it. There are situations in life that are stressors. Like if you work with clients and someone cancels on you, it might feel like, well, what? Do they not respect me? You know, it could feel like that, but it could also feel like, wow, I'm so grateful that they connected with me, that they told me they couldn't show up, and that they went with what was the most alive and aligned for them in that moment. You get to choose to be in compassion, to be in love, to be in the truth of who you are. And the truth of who you are, you get to discover who that is. You really get to discover who that is. Other stressors that could kind of look like they're snowballs or tornadoes or storms would be a breakup, you know, ending a relationship. I had an episode with a friend where I felt like it was a breakup. It really felt like I was breaking up with this friend whom I dearly loved and still love. And I allowed myself to cry and to feel hurt and to feel the separation. And I also allowed myself to remember my boundaries, my needs, my desires, what is important to me. And by knowing all of these components, I was able to re-enlighten that part of me without feeling like I'm not giving the person whom I'm separating for enough attention. You know how we can feel sometimes guilty when, oh, someone is asking this of us and we're not giving it. I have many clients who feel guilty to put themselves first and to trust themselves and to feel like they are good enough and they deserve their whole, complete 100% attention. because they feel like they might disappoint someone else. Yet when we know what we want, when we know who we really are, when we know what our desires are, when we know what our needs are and what our boundaries are, we are able to realign with them. And making a decision from that place doesn't feel so guilty. It doesn't feel so stretchy, and it doesn't feel so, well, bad. It actually feels really empowering to be in that unshakable you. So stressors like, okay, I've mentioned some of the stressors of life, of the external that life that can come at you. There could also be stressors with thoughts, internal discussion that was created by you over time. What I mean by that is, let's say you're having a beautiful day. You woke up, quote unquote, on the right foot. And it feels like, man alive, this life is amazing. You know, you really get to tune into, for example, if you have flowers, you get to look at the flowers and feel like they're the most beautiful thing in the world. Everything basically of your experience of life is enhanced. And then there's a thought that pops up, that worry. Did you do everything on the list? Oh, did I grab that? Oh, did I say something yesterday that might have upset that person? Because there's a habit in our life, in our body, and the way we live that kind of limits our happiness without us having much control of it. It's like if we know subconsciously that being happy for a sustained amount of time is not possible. So there's this thing inside of us that creates a negative thought, that creates a worry, a doubt, a fear, a stress. And our internal discourse has now shifted from joy to fear. And therefore, the unshakable you is shakable, no longer from an external circumstance, but now from an inner circumstance that you have full control over. A little piece of science for you. In our brain, we have this part that is called the reticular activating system. And imagine the reticular activating system like a filter, like a coffee filter. The reticular activating system is basically where all thoughts, beliefs, fears, joys, what is good enough, what is not, what is right, what is wrong, what makes you successful, what doesn't. All of these get filtered through the reticular activating system, and you decide based on your past life, based on your education, based on how you've been brought up, based on your experience of life as you know it and as your subconscious knows it. That's what built the reticular activating system. And basically, you are kind of in charge of what from this point on gets let into the reticular activating system and what gets filtered out. So when it comes to being the unshakable you, it's about, okay, what thoughts do I want to let in? What thoughts do I want to take up real estate in my mind? What's the coffee I want to drink? What is the drink that I want to imbue my whole body of? So if the thoughts of joy, of I am good enough, I am successful, I am worthy to be me, my needs are worthy, my emotions are valid. If all of these thoughts were what went through the reticular activating system, then they multiply with more and more positive thoughts, because truth is, we repeat, being conscious or unconscious, like being aware of it or not, we repeat a lot of our thoughts. So if they are negative, then that's what we manifest. That's what we bring out into the world. Hence the stressors. I'm not saying that by having this one negative thought, we for sure attract that one negative stressor in our life, because I don't know. I don't have proof that that's what it is, but I've experienced it for myself. I've experienced the negative whirlwind that just brings on more negativity. And so my invitation for you today is to be aware and play, have fun with the, ooh, what am I filtering? What thoughts and beliefs am I filtering? What thoughts and belief am I bringing into the reticular activating system so that I can now choose what I need, what I want, what my desires are, what I believe in, what I don't, so that I can be the unshakable me. You are listening to the Be Happy Now show with your soul connection coach, Claudia Sam. If ever you want more of this, if ever you want to meditate with me, or you want to maybe just have a check in with me and have a chat to explore, what do I let into my reticular activating system? You know, what am I living by? What am I kind of bracing myself for that I could instead be an expansive and open energy to receive more positivity and be that unshakable me? Then I invite you to hop on a quick free 20-minute vision call together. It's kind of like a heart-to-heart where we get to meet and you get to share with me what your vision is, what your experience of life is right now. And there's no strings attached at all. This is an opportunity for you to take one step closer to being that unshakable you. Just go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes. And I'll be happy to meet you. As we continue this discussion on the unshakable you, what is really important for me to remember when I want to be that unshakable me is that I am at choice. I am at choice to, like we were mentioning before, to be in the, it feels really icky and I'm going to have a pity party and I'm going to allow myself to be in this energy. And I also have the choice to remember those needs, those wants, those desires. So I'm going to share what mine are. And then we're going to do a little journaling exercise. So if you want to take out your journal, if you want to just tune in, close your eyes and feel the answers come from your heart, then you can do that. This is, you know, when you come to the Be Happy Now show, this is like a date. We're on a date. And you get to also be on a date with yourself, actually. That's what it is. You're on a date with yourself and you're exploring what it means to be you. And you're diving deeper into who you are in a gentle, slow, easy way. Yeah. So for me to be my unshakable me means that energy of the energy of calm, the energy of presence, the energy of being grounded, it's in me all the time. So when I personally, when I wake up in the morning, I place both my feet on the earth. And because to be honest, you know, we spend hours horizontal and then all of a sudden we wake up, we stand up straight on our feet and it can be kind of a shock to the feet, a little bit like that stressor that can come into your energy space and be like, hey, now I'm taking over. So I want to ease into my body. I'm going to ease my way into the day. So by placing both feet on the earth, I allow myself to be grounded, to connect with that big energy of the earth, of Mother Earth that supports us, that I get to walk on, that I get to live on, that I'm borrowing, that I'm here to experience. And I want to feel that. So I really imagine that I'm breathing in, like breathing in from the roots of the earth, breathing in from the soles of my feet. That's one of the first things I do when I wake up in the morning. And that anchors me right away into the energy of being grounded and rooted, because that is part of my energy. That is part of who I am. And that is also part of who you are. You get to tap into that. This is, again, a choice to do that or to grab your phone right away. It doesn't make one better or the other. It just remains a choice and an option. After I put my feet on the earth, some other time in the morning, I will realign with I am statements. I am affirmations. I am intentions that I get to remind myself of. For example, I'm going to just riff on a bunch of I am statements that I want to be true for me. Some I know are true for me. Some I'm working on them being true for me. And if you feel inspired to write any of these down, then please go ahead and do that. Ready? I am a fragment of the universe I am a being of light and capital L love. I am an abundant being. I am open to opportunities. I am only attracting beneficial circumstances. I am abundant with beneficial circumstances. I am rich. I am so happy. I am healthy and physically strong. I am emotionally resilient. I am receiving equally or more than I give. I flow. I am in flow with life, and I am easily receiving. I am worthy to be me. I'm worthy of desires. Desires are good. I am good with desires. I am a good person. I am a good coach. I am a successful entrepreneur. I am worthy to be me, and I am successful just by being me. How powerful is that? Those I am statements help uplift my energy. They help me realign myself with that unshakable me, because those affirmations or intentions, you could also call them mantras, they are becoming thoughts coming into your reticular activating system, filtering through, and now these get to be the thoughts that you repeat. These get to be the thoughts that now shape your positive experience of life, so that when external stressors come into your life, you get to realign with those, or at least because you've practiced them for many days, because your body knows where to access those I am statements from, it becomes easier. It becomes easier to realign with them. It becomes easier to remember how they feel and to allow all your cells to feel them back. That's the whole point of manifestation, actually. I had a client ask me the other day, well, am I really in the present moment if I'm thinking about all these future things I want for myself and these future emotions and feelings? Yes, you are in the present moment, because when you are manifesting, when you are, for example, saying and believing and feeling into those I am statements, you are feeling how it feels to be abundant, to be receiving equally or more as you give. You are feeling into being rich, into being abundant, into being happy and healthy and mentally resilient and emotionally resilient and physically strong. You are feeling in your body what it feels like to be those I am statements in the now. In the now. So because you are telling all your cells, this is what's available to me right now, you attract more of it for the future. You are still present right now by saying, this is what I want. This is, you know, this is what I'm working towards. I am all of these things in the now. And just hint, I have another episode on this, but if you're like, yeah, I don't fully believe I'm worthy yet, just say, I am working towards feeling worthy. Use that bridge that I am working towards feeling worthy, so that it can help you kind of nurture your way there. When we're talking about being your unshakable you, remember, I shared with you, okay, I plant both of my feet on the earth to feel that grounding, feel that presence of the now as soon as I wake up. I will choose how I want to feel. And I invite you to do the same thing. Choose how you want to feel into the day and add those into your I am statements. When I say the I am statements, I write them often. And the most important of it all is that I feel those I am statements like if they are already happening. That's when the magic happens, because your cells go, ooh, this is true. This is really happening. Yahoo! You get to anchor that in. This gets to be your unshakable you. And another part to this is choosing your boundaries. For example, for me, I take calls with clients where I give. Okay, that's when I'm more in a giving energy. I start that giving at 11 a.m. my time, because that's what feels in alignment for me. Because in the morning before that, I choose me. I align myself with the I am statements. I vibe my energy up. I heighten my level of energy so that when I do show up with clients, wow, that energy just propels forward and helps them anchor into who they are as well. So what are your boundaries? What are you willing to commit to so that that unshakable you is accessible day after day? Yes, this is part of the questions that I want you to, or I'm inviting you if you choose to feel into, to write. What do you commit to so that being your unshakable you can be so easy? What boundaries do you want to set? In other words, what are you saying yes to? Actually, what are you saying no to so that you can say yes to yourself? What are you saying no to so that you can say yes to yourself? Like, I'm saying no to having calls at 8 a.m. in the morning. That's me. I'm saying no to that. That helps me to align in my unshakable me and to not let the outside stressors come into my life. Because if I did take a call at 8, if I didn't practice the I am statements, for example, or tune into me with meditation and breathing and ground myself in the morning, then just right off the bat from that morning call, I could get thrown off of balance, feel like I'm walking on stilts to come back to that unshakable me because I didn't choose me first. So when will you choose you first? What will it take for you to choose you first? What are you wanting? What energy are you wanting to align yourself with? What energy are you wanting to align yourself with? What are the true components of that unshakable you? What are those true components of that unshakable you? Let's take a big collective breath together, shall we? Exhale everything. From the earth, inhale through the feet, throughout the whole body, expand your heart, and exhale it down to the earth. Yes, this is so amazing. I'm so grateful that you are here with me today in the Be Happy Now show. Wherever you are, remember that that unshakable you is always accessible. You can always tap into it. It is a choice. And you are so resilient. You are so worthy. I know there are so many possibilities that are available to you. And if you'd like to explore what those even look like and what those are for you, then let's chat. Just go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes and book a quick 20-minute free, no strings attached vision call. And if you're like, yeah, maybe I'll go there at some point, but you'd like to experience maybe one of my free resources first, just go to ClaudiaSamCoaching.com and click on the Start Here button. That will allow you to download my free 3-step audio guide to help you put yourself at the top of the to-do list without feeling guilty so that you can quit the go, 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 get out of autopilot and start prioritizing yourself a little bit by little bit. Thank you so much for being here. I did put a timer to make sure I was on time and I don't want it to go off. I'm so excited once again. Please leave a review, like, and subscribe to this Be Happy Now show wherever you found the show, wherever you found the podcast. Leave a review and reach out to me. Let me know what is the most beneficial in the exercises that we do together, in the meditations that I guide you through, in the experiences that you get to tap into. I would so be excited to hold space for you and to get to know you more. Thank you for being here. See you again soon. Bye. You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.